My favorite psalm, perhaps, is Psalm number 91. I'm sure that many of you feel the same way. I have several favorites. Psalm 91 is definitely one of them. Psalm 91, verse 1, "He that dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty." This speaks of protection. If you abide under the shelter of the Most High. Now, what does it mean to abide under the shelter of the Most High? How do you abide under the shelter of something? Well, first of all, to abide under the shelter of something, you need to go into that shelter. In other words, if there's a terrible hailstorm that's coming and you're outside, what do you want to do? You want to find shelter, so you look for a shelter to go under. So in order to abide under the shelter of the Most High, we've got to come under the shelter of the Most High. That means we have to actively choose to engage with Him, to come under His covering in our life. It's not something that just automatically happens all the time. It's a choice that we need to make. He that abides under the shelter of the Most High. We need to purposely look to the Lord to be our shelter, our refuge, our covering. You see, Moses, when the Lord commanded him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt towards the promised land, Moses said to the Lord, "Unless you go with me, I am not going to do it." Moses was afraid to go out on this commission unless he knew that God was with him. That's how I feel in my life. I'm afraid to lead life without God. Because I look around me at all the potential things that could happen, all the tragedies, all the pestilence, all the car accidents, all the sicknesses, all the things that happen in this world, all the danger that's out there. Personally, I'm afraid to lead life without God. And this, I think, is the first key here. If we're going to have the Lord as our shelter, we need to recognize we live in a dangerous world. And we need to develop a relationship in such a way that we're clinging to Him to be our shelter. And then when we do that, the Lord follows that commitment up, that humility up, that dependency that we're having on Him up. He follows that up, beloved, by covering us with His wings. This is Rabbi Schneider saying, I love you. Most importantly, and more importantly, God loves you. Let's cling to Him every second of every day. We need Him more, beloved ones, than we do the air that we're breathing.